Michael, sir, if you don't mind, would you tell everybody, just share with everybody to the extent that you're comfortable, a little bit about your background. You already told us how you got to Stride, and you've given us a couple examples. You've got, you know, discovery calls today. You've got corporate loans you're working on. You've got these various things going on. But maybe just a little bit of diving into, how did you get that kicked off? What did that look like? What was the reception like? What was your experience like? And how would you equate it to anything else you've done to this point in your career?
Okay, well, good. I did get to tell you guys, yes, I assume everybody know that I'm an insurance agent. And I sold insurance for 36, 38 years off and on. Prior to insurance, I actually owned a bakery with no exit strategy. And my exit strategy was to get my insurance license. So off and on over 36 years, I learned how to sell insurance, but not to this extent. And so going forward, I believe that, you know, Stride can take me where I need to go. Jason, you made a statement that you got a chance to make the biggest commission check of your life in this opportunity. And I got a chance to do just that based on the background that I have, you know, the sales background, the insurance background, know how to talk to people, know how to mix it up, and know how to follow a system. To answer your question directly, I know how to follow a system, and your system is second to none. So here I am, and here we go.
Amazing. Thank you for that. Now, as you're out there communicating in the world and getting the ball rolling on certain of these opportunities, if you could, maybe just lay a little bit of groundwork for, like, what was your approach? How were you received? Okay. What type of approach did you use? How did people receive you? What was your experience on the discovery call? What was the feedback you've gotten? Just anything along those lines, again, for the benefit of everybody listening.
Well, okay. Also, on that point, I reached out to my network, people that I know. I did exactly, you know, how the training is set up. And I reached out to people I knew. And some of the people, you know, was like, okay, Mike, what you selling now? And that was okay. So I had to go through the numbers. you know, it's going to happen. And I basically said, hey, look, I want to show you our system. I have a software that I want to pull out right now. And I just want to just run some numbers. You know, do you own your property? I just ran through the Press Pro. I didn't try to, you know, design a new way of doing it. I just ran through Press Pro. And once I get Press Pro done, I either set an appointment or they tell me it sounds too good to be true, and I go next. I don't get hung up. I don't think anything personal, because you're going to have, you know, even business owners, they find a way to, you know, you wouldn't think that. I mean, you know, but they find a way to blow you off. And when they do, I don't take it personal. I just go to the next one. And that's how getting appointments at the appointments at the appointments, because I'm going through a lot of people and showing Press Pro. I'm not trying to explain this opportunity to them. I'm not trying to tell them how much tax credits they're going to get. I let Press Pro do that, and I set up the call. Once I get them to the call, Chris takes them to the next level. And I mean, we are having some fun. You know, and afterwards, Chris and I, we have conversations. And we're going to make a lot of money because, you know, we got a lot of clients in the hopper and all because of the Press Pro. And I do not deviate the system at all. I hope I made that perfectly clear to you guys. I do not try to create the system. The system is already created. Jason has a favorite word. He's been doing this for over a million times. How many times have you done it? So it's no reason why. There's no reason why I need to be changing this system at all. I need to run the rails. So I think that, but I'm having fun. This is the most exciting opportunity that I can, you know, put on my chart. I don't think anything else. I got to share this one real quick. A gentleman came in. I just bought built me a new home, and I had a water system installed. And the guy, he made the mistake to try to qualify me to see, you know, if he had to finance me. He said, what you do for a living? I said, I said, well, I help small business owners like yourself. You know, discovered some tax breaks. He said, what? And I pulled out the press pro. Right in the middle of his presentation, I did the press pro. He got so confused. I said, man, are you going to sell me this water system? Because I was already convinced I was going to buy the water system. But I asked him, was you going to sell me the water system? Because he wanted to, you know more about what I had to offer. I ended up setting up an appointment for him right away. And he told me he's got three other business partners he wants me to talk to as well. So if somebody sells me something, if they mess around and ask me a qualified question, they in trouble.
So just to galvanize that and make sure that you all heard, that you all heard Michael the right way. Another salesperson who also happens to be a business owner almost forgot to sell Michael what he was there to sell him on because he was so excited about what Michael does. Quick question, everybody listening. Have any of you, even one of you, even one time, ever experienced that? Ever? Yeah, I didn't think so. Michael, first for you, right?
Yeah. I didn't see that coming at all.
Hey, guys, next time you're out there buying your next car, what do you think you can make happen? Right? Next time you're out there negotiating your next lease, what do you think you can make happen? Lease on a building, on an office suite. When you're doing your next, right? When Ryan says, when we all say there is opportunity behind every single person, every single discussion, Mike just showed us. Every single week, your peers come on and show us, recognize it, right? We actually know what we're talking about, maybe a little bit. Right, Mike? We kind of know what we're talking about, right?
Right.
Mike, you've done an amazing job. We're getting volumes and volumes of feedback. People love you. I love you. If you've reserved, and if you haven't, you've given so much already. Don't worry about it. If you've reserved any pearls that you think the listening audience, of course, those listening later, the recording could benefit from, now would be the time to do it. And then we're going to move on and bring our next guest speaker on just again because we're so long in the tooth here on this call.
Okay, real quick. Please take it to heart. Follow the system. The training is second to none. Jason said it at the beginning. The company's got your back. Follow the system. It's too good to be true because it is true.